The National Coronavirus Command Council has dictated that all businesses must have a COVID-19 compliance officer to ensure that all the health and safety protocols are observed. Failure to do so could end up with the company risking closure. And in any event, it's all about everyone doing their bit to curb the spread of COVID-19. Well, to share some tips on what businesses need to bear in mind in this new working era, I'm joined on the line by Bongani Mhlapo. He's Executive Director at Human Resource Consultancy Group, 21st Century. Thank you so much for joining us, Bongani. So let's talk the legal framework first. What's the overarching message conveyed by the Occupational Health and Safety Act?
Good evening. Thank you for having me. Good evening to your listeners as well.
Sure.
With regard to the overarching legal framework, I think basically it's underpinned by a very strong message that I think all the societal factors have supported, which is preserving life and protecting livelihood. So that's basically the fundamental message that all the regulatory frameworks around COVID-19 management.
Yeah.
Is about primarily preserving life and protecting life.
Yeah. So now in the age of COVID-19, what basis will the COVID-19 compliance officer need to cover?
Thank you so much. You know, as a country traverses this very murky waters of COVID-19, the government has put in place a government gazette that stipulates simplistically a few key factors that organizations that are coming back into circulation under lockdown level number 3.
Yes.
So I think, as you've mentioned, Nampu, the first one would be it's pivotal that organizations appoint a compliance officer. And this compliance officer, most specifically, is to assist an organization with putting in place a policy that is basically a return to work policy.
Mm.
And this, again, is prescribed by the regulation. And this policy aims to make sure that all employers observe the specific requirements of the regulation, like social distancing in the protocols in the workplace, strict provision of PPEs, and office hygiene prescribed conduct between employees and even visitors coming into those employers. And I think you can even go into protocols around how you test employees on a daily basis.
Yes.
And I think another critical aspect is that a compliance officer must do to conduct daily risk and hazard assessments and provide reports into executive management to make sure that there's mitigation.
Mm. Look, firms are of different sizes. Your big commercial firms, they can probably adapt quite quickly and make sure that their rooms, just in case somebody falls ill and all of that. But just from the perspective of somebody, who's suspected to have COVID, how in the workplace, how should that be managed?
A very important question, because, you know, a lot of our clients have found the compliance to these regulations a bit onerous, especially small to medium enterprises. In that instance, I think when you put together this policy as a compliance officer, I think it becomes pivotal that you make sure that you simplify the processes and make sure that when people come back to operations, you limit the number of people that are at work. The regulation stipulates that a third of your employment force can be at work at any point given in time.
Yes.
But it's absolutely important that you keep those factors in place. And if you have employees that get through in terms of your risk assessment that you would have to do daily, if you find an employee that demonstrates specific, you know, aspects of the virus, or maybe behavioral issues that they may be experiencing at the time.
Yes.
The idea would be to isolate the employee almost immediately and then make sure that the employee is, you know, you contact your professionals to assist with dealing with those employees. And even the employees that may have been in contact with the third employee equally follow the same processes of isolation.
Yeah.
I think that should be the best advice we keep so far.
Bongani, you know what? I'm sure this could be a very rich conversation, because I'm sure there are employers who are listening and wanting to work out how to proceed in this environment. But the line is not great, and I think you've given us a few gems, but hopefully we get to speak to you in the future, perhaps to reflect on the implementation so far. Thank you so much for your time, sir. That was Bongani Mhlapo. He's the executive director at human resource consultancy 21st Century.